summer, you old Indian summer. You're the tear that comes after June times.
Indian summer? Really? Yep. Stay tuned. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. First, we're going to talk about what's going on today and this weekend. Cliff, I guess clouds so far in the forecast today?
That's right. We have a band of clouds and precipitation over us. There's some light showers in the Central Sound. It'll improve later in the day, but it's not going to be a great day.
I hate those kind of days where it's not clear what's going to happen. Maybe some rain, maybe it's just going to be cloudy. In fact, we've had some listeners, Tamara and Brian, wrote in on KPLU's Facebook page where you can pose some questions about the weather. They asked, what about that coastal radar? Is this the kind of weather event where we can see something better now because of the new radar that we couldn't see before?
Yesterday, the coastal radar really proved itself because we could see this band of rain. The models didn't really have it very well, but we could see it coming in, and that gave us confidence to note that there's going to be some showers today in the central part of western Washington.
I guess, and sure enough, there was a little bit of rain on my car when I was coming out this morning.
But it's not going to last. Tomorrow we are going to have actually quite a nice day. A weak ridge builds over the region, and so we're going to have sun, temperatures getting up perhaps into the lower 60s, and you know, really decent sunny day. Unfortunately, Sunday, a weak trough comes in. Now, I'm not expecting a lot of rain, but I do expect some clouds to come in. There may be a little bit of sun once in a while, but it'll be a mostly cloudy day on Sunday.
And so even with the sunshine this weekend, though, it looks like the temperatures aren't really climbing too high.
This time of the year, the sun is getting weak, and to get really warm temperatures, it needs a little bit of help. But that help is coming up during the next few days.
What's that?
Well, we are going to have a high pressure building in inland, offshore flow. And when the air sinks in the mountains, it's going to warm up further. And so on Monday, we're going to start seeing sun coming out and temperatures rising. And then on Tuesday, we're going to see a tremendous warming. We're going to have this strong offshore flow. Temperatures can get into the lower 70s. There's a name we often give for this, and that's an Indian summer. And an Indian summer is when we have a period of warmth after it's been cool. In fact, in the East Coast, the official definition calls for a killing frost first. Now, we're not going to get the killing frost, but it's been cooler than normal, and then you're going to see this surge early next week. Unfortunately, it's not going to last forever. Probably the temperatures will only be in the 70s on Tuesday, and then we get a trough coming in, and temperatures will fall back on Wednesday and Thursday.
I guess what's still always a little mysterious is how it can be sunny. For example, Saturday's forecast is for it to be sunny, but the highs are supposed to only maybe even barely reach 60 degrees. But then you're saying a few days later it's going to get sunny, and because of the flow of the air, it's going to be a lot warmer.
For us to get the really warm temperatures, and this is true for the whole West Coast, you have to get strong offshore flow, especially this time of the year. The sun is not strong enough to do it by itself. You need the warmth from compression of air. And if the air is going from the east to the west, as it descends down the mountains, as it goes from lower pressure to high pressure, it gets compressed. And compressed air warms. It's just like a bicycle pump. You squeeze that air and it warms up. That happens in the atmosphere too. And so when we have that strong offshore flow, that's when we tend to surge. And that's going to happen on Tuesday.
And so offshore flow means the air's being sucked from eastern Washington or east of Puget Sound area towards the shore?
That means air is going from the east to the west, from eastern Washington and the interior of the continent into western Washington. So it's going from a high elevation to a lower elevation. And as it does that, it's compressed and warmed.
All right. So everyone around here, let's all chant together, offshore flow, offshore flow. That's what we need.
And, you know, that works well into the fall, but eventually the sun becomes so weak that we just can't get the really warm temperatures anymore, even when we have offshore flow.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can read more about the forecast at kplu.org. You can also pose a question and find a link to Cliff's blog. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.